This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. We are very much entrenched in August now,
yes,
aren't we? Because school starts this week. Wait. Did you hear that?
A lot of groans.
Oh, I was thinking that was the school bell ringing.
No.
Remember, did they have the bell still when you were in school?
I don't think they had. We had a bell out front, but then it got taken down.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's still, even when I started high school, I don't think it was out there.
Oh, I remember how nervous we used to get when the bell rang.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when we're outside, when you're in elementary school and you're outside for recess, and all of a sudden the bell rings, and everybody get going.
Everybody runs inside. Yeah, I remember that.
We only have so long to be back in class again, and everybody gets going, but then everybody's told, walk.
Yeah.
Don't run. Someone will get hurt.
Yeah. Calm down.
When you were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you dread going back to school for the start of the school year?
Well, yeah. You know, you miss sleeping in and just doing nothing. And you got to go back to school. Yeah, of course you dread it.
I don't know. It was okay.
I mean, you're excited to see all your friends and
exactly.
stuff again. But...
Exactly. Now, for me, that's what it was kind of about, too, is the excitement to see your friends again. Because
in sports.
We didn't, you know, you went to a town school.
Right.
I didn't. We had more of a regional, so some of my friends lived an hour away.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun. It was a chance to, you know, kind of see everybody again. But really, you know, I played baseball, and baseball season lasted until early August
mm-hmm.
back then. Now it's over a lot earlier, but back then it was till early August. So I was really seeing some of my friends all the way up until then, and then we had about 3 or 4 weeks, and then we go back to school
mm-hmm.
again. But I remember in high school, one of the things that was always the big deal the first day of school was figuring out your locker.
Oh, yeah.
Remember figuring out...
Setting your locker up and everything, decorating it?
No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh.
I was thinking of jimmying the locker so you didn't have to go through the combination each time. Did you guys do that?
We didn't have combinations on ours until probably my last few years of high school.
Trusting people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ours all had locks built into them. And, of course, they gave us our locker number. And then our combination as well, when we got our schedules put, you know, did you set your own schedules for high school, or did you guys get it set for
you?
Yeah,
you pretty much do. You get to pick what classes you want, and then just kind of hope for the best. You get the hours that you want.
Right. And we did that the year before. We always did that in the spring before we finished up school the year before. We put together next year's schedule. We had one kind of big fair in the gymnasium and stuff, and juniors go first,
yeah.
then sophomores, then freshmen, and then, of course, the incoming freshmen, they're just out of luck.
They're, yeah.
But, yeah, so it was done by seniority. But, yeah, we'd go through and we'd do all that. So we kind of knew what our schedule would be, but then they'd always mail it out to us a few weeks before school started,
mm-hmm.
along with our locker number and the combination to that locker.
Yeah.
Yikes. I think the only time we ever did the combination of the locker, that was the very first time. Because, you know, we only had, what'd you guys have, 5 minutes between classes?
I don't think even that.
Was it? See, we had four. We always had 4 minutes between classes. Now, at a school that was the size of school I went to, that was...
Better a hustle, huh?
Well, it was nearly impossible to get from one end to the other if you were all the way at one side. Let's say you had shop class or perhaps music,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you were in band or vocal or something, because those were all the way on one side and downstairs. If you had to go from there all the way to the upper, you know, to the third floor, all the way on the other side of the school, good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, there was just no chance of doing that. So that was always part of figuring out your classes, too, is when are those classes offered? Because we knew, you know, what times
right.
they were going to be offered, that some of the courses weren't offered all day long. So we try to plan it out so that we could get from here to there to there to there. Because the last thing you want to have to do is carry your entire load of books for the day
that'd be
all
awful.
Day long. And there were some kids like that. That was never any fun.
No.
But the other part of slowing things down was, the bell would ring and you're out the door and you're heading to your locker, and then you got to stop and you got to do all that combination stuff. And then somebody, hey, how you doing? And you're like, oh, now
up.
I got to start over again, you
yeah.
know, and then somebody bumps you and then you're doing it again, you know. And it was always, of course, tight quarters.
Right.
You know, the locker area was an important area. I mean, where your locker was a big deal in school.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it for you guys?
Not really. It was alphabetical, so.
Oh, no, the locker was a big deal. I mean, you wanted to be in the cool area.
Oh.
There was a cool area, and then there was the freshman area. You know,
them.
You know, and it was done. They all had the sophomores in one place, the freshmen in another place, and because, you know, we had lockers everywhere. But, yeah, you always wanted to kind of be in the cool hallway.
Hmm.
And you wanted to be close to your friends and stuff, too. So it would always work out well. So it was always good to know the dean and to make sure that the dean liked you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want the dean to know you for the right reasons.
That's true, yeah.
And we had a principal and assistant principal, all that kind of stuff. But we also had a dean of students at my school. The dean of students was responsible for one thing and one thing only. Discipline.
Oh, yeah.
You did not want to know the dean
because of that. Yeah.
But you wanted to get to know the dean because, you know, maybe you were a good student or a good athlete or what have you. And, you know, he'd take an interest in that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you didn't want to know him for the wrong reasons.
Right.
You wouldn't get any favors from him. He did have influence in where your locker was located and those kinds of things. So, you know, you wanted to make sure you're on good terms with him. But yeah, you get to your locker, and then you go through the combination stuff. And then by the time you do that and you exchange books, the ones you need, get rid of the ones you don't need now, and off and run. It was impossible to get from place to place. So we always jimmied our lockers. I mean, if you went up and down the hall, it's just a piece, you know, folded up piece of paper. We just put it in. We just get the lock set. And once the lock, we pulled it down and open, then we just slide that in there so it would never lock tight again. It was real easy.
Yeah.
But you sure didn't want to leave anything that you mind, you know,
getting stolen just in case.
Yeah, don't leave anything valuable in there because, you know, if you walked up and down the halls at my school, you could open up almost every single locker. Everybody did. They warned us every year, don't do that.
Yeah. And
but
you did anyway.
Always did. Oh, yeah. Everybody always did. And I don't know if anybody ever got anything stolen. I don't know. I never heard of anything, you know, being taken.
Well,
at
that's
all.
Good.
But don't leave valuable stuff in your locker. I mean, quite frankly, usually if you'd open up my locker, all you're going to find is some papers and books and my gym bag, which you really didn't want
don't
to open
you
up
take
and
that.
Smell anyway. So it was not really ideal, but yeah, it's but that was the way it went. And then you'd have to hustle off and go and stuff. And it was a lot of fun. But I always have, and I still to this day, every now and again, I'll wake up the next morning and I rarely remember my dreams or nightmares or anything, but I will still to this day have, I guess it's a nightmare, of after Christmas break. I don't remember what my class schedule is.
Yeah.
You know, you got that 2 weeks or so off during Christmas, like, I don't remember what my class schedule is. I don't remember what my locker combination is. I don't even remember where my locker
where your
was.
Locker's at. Yeah.
Yeah. What a terrible thing.
Yeah. As soon as you walk in the doors, though, he probably kind of just comes back to you.
Yeah. Is that a creepy dream to have?
Still, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Is there
I can understand that, you know, if you're still like in high school or just out of high school, but.
Is there a psychological issue there somewhere that I'm not aware of that I should be seeing someone about? I don't know, but always,
<Maybe. laughs>
always scary, always a scary thing. Well, that's not scary for me anymore.
Yeah.
It's scary for a much younger generation. So have fun, enjoy, welcome back to class.
Yay.
I'm not sure about all the different start times. Most schools in the area starting this week. Some are going to start next week, the week of the 20th, but most of them
I think
are going
are
15th,
to start this 16th,
week.
I think.
Yeah, I know Atlantic starts on the 15th coming up this Wednesday. We actually have our first high school football broadcast here this coming Friday.
Oh, wow.
The 17th of August. There were some schools that got caught in a scheduling snafu because one school or another either joined up with somebody else or just dropped football because they didn't have enough kids. So they weren't going to do this anymore, but they're going to have some week zero games. Everybody starts on the 24th, but a few schools will be starting on the 17th this coming week, and that includes Cam and Adair Casey.
Wow.
They're playing each other over in Anita this next Friday night, August 17th. So we'll have 8-man football coming up already. Football season's already here. And that's coming up this coming Friday, the 17th. So yeah, school is indeed underway.
Yeah.
Indeed underway. Well, if you're going to have that last blast, I guess you got this weekend and a couple of days here and there. Otherwise, you're just relegated to the weekends.
Enjoy
now,
it while
you
can,
Where'd summer go?
No kidding.
Oh, disappears in a hurry. Well, I hope you're enjoying some of the things going on here around the area. The Tournament of Champions, still going on. If you haven't checked that out at all, you can check it out on Sunday. They have one more round left to play, so you can come on out Sunday. The tee times will be starting at 8:30, both front and back, so it'll go a little quicker on Sunday so they can get these guys off and on the road to get home at the end of the day. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of that, too, if you looking for something to do on Sunday anyway. You can see a pretty good golf tournament out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Otherwise, Atlantic Fest held this weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks.
Yeah.
Good weather. Real good weather, actually. Much better than it has been most of the summer. So a lot of things going on here in the area. I know you got a list of some of those things that are coming up here, too. What else you
got? I do. I got some ice cream social. The First Lutheran Church, they're south of Wyota. They're having their ice cream social on Sunday, August 12th, and that's from 5 to 7. They'll also be serving Sloppy Joes and hot dogs, pies, cakes, and drinks, and that's in their air-conditioned church. It's for a free will donation. They'll be accepted for the support of missionary Carl Hansen in Hong Kong, and Thrive at Financial for Lutherans will offer matching funds. That's First Lutheran Church, south of Wyota, ice cream social on Sunday, August 12th from 5 to 7. The United Methodist Women of Atlantic's First United Methodist Church will be holding a bazaar and bake sale in conjunction with the United Methodist Men's Windsor Chop Dinner. That's also on Sunday, August 12th, and that is from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Fellowship Hall. It's the lower level of the church. Dinner will include Windsor chop, corn on the cob, and baked beans, and then the bazaar and bake sale. They'll have many handmade items and homemade goodies for sale, and the public is invited to attend. That's the United Methodist Women of Atlantic First United Methodist Church bazaar and bake sale, and also the United Methodist Men's Windsor Chop Dinner on August 12th from 4:30 to 6:30. Minden United Methodist Church of Christ, their ice cream social is on Sunday, August 12th from 11:30 to 1:30. And they'll also be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salads, drinks, and homemade pies, bars, and ice cream for a free will donation. Let's see, coming up on Thursday is the Red Cross Blood Drive that will be held in Griswold. That's on August 16th from 11 to 5 at the Central Church of Christ. The First United Methodist Church is sponsoring the third annual block party at Cedar Park in Atlantic. That's on Cedar Street between 2nd and 3rd Street. That's on Sunday, August 19th from 5 to 7. It's free for all ages, and there'll be food, games, inflatables, face painting, and more. That's First United Methodist Church sponsoring the third annual block party at Cedar Park in Atlantic on Sunday, August 19th from 5 to 7. The Cass County Extension, they're hosting a Preserve the Taste of Summer class. It's a food preservation program that will include both online lessons and hands-on workshops teaching the most current USDA-approved food preservation recommendations for anyone ages 18 or older. The cost for the course is $50 per person to attend the course of their choice and corresponding hands-on workshop. Participants who do not want to take the hands-on workshop may participate in the class only portion for just $25. They have special pricing also available for individuals who would like to participate in more than one class, lesson, and workshop. The dates set for the class work portion are for Tuesday, August 21st, Thursday, August 23rd, and Thursday, August 30th. Dates haven't been set up yet for the hands-on workshops. The local workshops will be scheduled after the completion of the online training, and they must have a minimum of 5 participants. For more information or to register for the class, or if you have any questions, you can contact Kate Olson at 243-1132, or you can also email her at keolson@iastate.edu. That's the Cass County Extension Preserve the Taste of Summer classes, and those begin on Tuesday, August 21st. Now, there's a Red Cross blood drive that will be held in Atlantic on August 23rd. That is from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House. Again, that's the Red Cross blood drive in Atlantic on August 23rd from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House. Audubon County Saddle Club T-Bone Horse Show is at the fairgrounds. It's SISCO approved for to be held on August 26th, and that starts at 9:30 a.m. Again, that's the Audubon County Saddle Club T-Bone Horse Show at the fairgrounds. That's on August 26th at 9:30 a.m. The Blue Tones, they'll be performing at the Hitchcock House in Lewis on August 26th, and that is from 2 to 4. That's the Blue Tones performing at the Hitchcock House in Lewis on August 26th from 2 to 4. The final Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinar, that's on August 28th. That's from 6:30 to 8:30. It's free to all local residents who have an interest in gardening. The Cass County Extension Office is the local host site, and the session will provide information about vegetable gardening, but from a variety of perspectives. Angela Tedesco will be presenting the top 10 sustainable gardening tips from Turtle Farm. Participants will watch the presentation live from campus projected onto a large screen, and then you'll have the opportunity to ask questions and discuss the topic with the presenter. Pre-registration is encouraged, but it's not required. That just helps to allow the staff plan for an appropriate accommodations. You can get more information on that by calling the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic at 243-1132. It's the final Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinar on August 28th from 6:30 to 8:30. Coming up in September, it's the T-Bone Golf Tournament. That's on September 9th at the Golf and Country Club at 8 a.m. at 1 p.m.
Lots of stuff happening here around the area. Lots and lots of stuff. Well, the T-Bone thing, of course, you mentioned the golf tournament coming up on September 9th. They just had a successful sale again this last week over at the Anita Livestock Auction. And last weekend, they had all kinds of activities going on in conjunction with Operation T-Bone. So good to see folks out having just a good old time. Well, we need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, more stuff to get after here this week. And got some birthdays?
I do. Over at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Willa Jensen, celebrating a birthday on the 14th of August, and also Jolene Roostwold on the 14th, and Irene Jorgensen celebrating a birthday on the 15th of August. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Marilyn Prawl, celebrating her birthday on the August 12th, and also Nola Lund on the 12th also. And happy birthday to Marjorie Peterson, celebrating her birthday on August 17th. And we have a 90th birthday card shower. The family of Norma Shields has requested a card shower in her honor of her 90th birthday on August 23rd. You can send her a card to wish her a happy birthday to Norma at Corning Nursing and Rehab, 1614 Northgate Drive in Corning, Iowa, 50841. Again, that's happy 90th birthday to Norma Shields, and you can send her a card to Corning Nursing and Rehab, 1614 Northgate Drive in Corning, Iowa, 50841. There's also a card shower planned in honor of Margaret Feldman of Harlan. She's celebrating her 90th birthday on August 17th, and her family is also planning a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to 2108 12th Street, apartment 261 in Harlan, 51537. Margaret was a school teacher in Iowa Rural Schools and at St. Mary's Catholic School in Panama until her retirement in 1984. So that's a card shower wishing Margaret Feldman of Harlan a happy 90th birthday on August 17th. You can send her a card to 2108 12th Street, apartment 261, Harlan, Iowa, 51537. Teresa Wellman is also marking her 90th birthday with an open house. That's on August 12th at the Quail Run Country Club in Neola from 3 to 5, and friends and relatives are invited. Hosting the event will be her children, Doug, Terry, Randy, Kurt, and Kelly, and they're just asking for no gifts, please. And so happy birthday to Teresa Wellman of Neola, celebrating her 90th birthday on August 12th with an open house at the Quail Run Country Club in Neola from 3 to 5.
Got just one anniversary to tell you about. This is coming up next weekend. Dennis and Jan Frazier will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on Saturday, August 18th at the Griswold Community Building. They'll have cake and punch from 2 to 5 p.m. They just ask that you come empty-handed. Don't bring any gifts. Again, that's Dennis and Jan Frazier celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary Saturday, August 18th at the Griswold Community Building. They'll have cake and punch from 2 to 5, and they'd like to have a lot of friends and relatives there. Very good. That's all I have for anniversaries. You got a baby over there.
We do, and it's an extra special baby because it's my sister-in-law. Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, yeah. Congratulations to Stephanie and Ricky Linfer, formerly of Atlantic. They now live in Omaha. They had a baby girl on August 9th, Harper Lorelei Linfer. She was 8 pounds and 2 ounces and 20 and 3/4 inches long. And grandparents here in town are Rick and Kathy Linfer.
8 pounds, 2 ounces?
Yep.
What, was she not eating when she had this baby? That's nothing.
It's not a true limp for a baby, huh?
Yeah, I thought these babies were all...
Well, they're pretty long in length. 20, yeah. It's a pretty big, good-sized baby.
So you got a football player and she got a basketball player.
There you go, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. You know, going on right now is the Iowa State Fair. I'm sure I didn't have to remind you of that. It started this last Thursday, August 9th, and runs through the 19th this coming, next Sunday. Lots of things to do and see every year at the fair, but some people kind of just like to eat their way around the fairgrounds.
I need to do that sometime.
No, you don't need to.
Well, okay, you're right. I want to. I really want to.
Just kind of looking, you know, they always have the list of foods on a stick, which has expanded this year, and we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But they have a lot of new listings for 2012 as well. These are all foods that are new this year at all the different locations that you can go at the fair. And it's a fairly lengthy list. They have something called Nothing Spared Fair Square. It's made with marshmallows, crisped rice cereal, pretzels, potato chips, Oreos, toffee, and M&Ms.
It's all in one, altogether?
All in one thing.
It's a lot of different flavors going on.
It is.
Jeez.
That's interesting. They have gourmet s'mores. I don't know what they are. There's no description here, but the gourmet s'mores. They have peach, apple, or cherry crisps that you can get at the Iowa Orchard inside the southwest entrance of the Ag Building.
That'd be good.
Caribbean-style crab fritters, available at Ollie's Crab Fritters. They have German chocolate funnel cakes.
Yum.
Stacy's just sitting.
Drooling.
If only you could see. Yeah, she's sitting here. She's got drool in the corner of her mouth. Just looking off in the distance thinking, wow, I want to be at a faraway place.
Pretty much.
They have a carrot cake funnel cakes. The batter includes fresh carrots and traditional carrot cake spices topped with homemade cream cheese icing. They have blue sapphire funnel cakes. It's gourmet chocolate cake batter, deep fried and topped with your choice of homemade icing or powdered sugar. It says it's named in honor of the 100-year anniversary of the Titanic. I don't know what blue sapphire and Titanic have to do with
each other. Was the sapphire necklace?
But that was just a movie
prop. The movie
prop.
Part? Yeah, I know.
There was no actual necklace.
Some people, you never know, I guess.
Somebody got sucked into not reality. Chocolate-covered chocolate chip cannolis on a stick.
It's very chocolatey.
Chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough pops on a stick.
Mm, cookie dough, yes.
Can't go wrong with
no.
that. Deep-fried pickle dogs. I'm not sure what that
is.
That's
There's intriguing.
Fruit on a stick, which comes with yogurt dipping sauce. There's the double bacon corn dog.
Wow. Bacon's getting huge. I mean, it seems like everything's bacon flavored or aroma, and it's getting a little crazy.
This is a hot dog wrapped in bacon, deep fried, dipped in bacon bit enriched batter, and then deep fried again.
Oh, my God.
To a golden perfection, it says.
You're just asking for a heart attack on that one.
Yeah, but one
double deep fried. I mean, is that necessary?
Will one kill you?
I guess we'll find out. Maybe
we'll find out. They have bacon wrapped eggs. These are eggs cooked in a muffin tin, wrapped in bacon, covered with cheese. You get all your breakfast in one mouthful.
There you go.
And then they have something called the Spicy Texan. This is a burger with jalapeno peppers, hot sauce, and pepper cheeses in between a grilled cheese sandwich.
Hmm. We'll see. I might get some major heartburn on that one. On that one,
might. Might. And, of course, there's always food on a stick. How many foods on a stick do you think there are at the fair this year?
100.
No. You're way high.
Really?
Yeah. But it'll be there soon.
Yeah.
The rate they're going.
55.
57.
Oh, that was close.
Pretty good guess. Pretty good guess. 57 different ones. And four of them are new this year. And I mentioned them all. The chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough pop. Mm-hmm. The chocolate-covered chocolate chip cannoli.
Kind of hard to say.
It is. The fruit... with yogurt dipping sauce. Uh-huh. I can't believe it took them that long to come up with that.
The fruit, yeah, it's kind of...
Nobody ever thought, a healthy one. There we go. Let's try that.
That's not going to go over well.
No. And then, of course, the double bacon corn dog.
Wow.
That's new this year. But others that are on... These are all on a stick. Are you ready for the list?
Okay.
Here I go. That's 50. There are 57 total. I have 53 left to get through. See what we can do here. They have bacon on a stick, chocolate-covered frozen s'mores on a stick, fried butter on a stick, peanut butter and jelly on a stick, chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake on a stick, a griddle stick, which is turkey sausage wrapped in a pancake. They have cake pops, fair square on a stick, chocolate-covered tiramisu on a stick, chocolate-covered turtle mousse bar on a stick, a Twinkie log, which is a frozen Twinkie dipped in white chocolate and rolled in cashews. They have an octo dog, which is a hot dog in the shape of an octopus. They have a chocolate-covered peanut butter bar on a stick, chocolate-covered key lime dream bar on a stick, caramellos on a stick, pickle on a stick, pork chop on a stick, corn dog on a stick, cheese on a stick. They have Cajun chicken on a stick, sesame chicken on a stick, caramel apple, which obviously comes on a stick. They have German sausage on a stick, teriyaki beef, corn on the cob, cotton candy, veggie corn dog, turkey drumstick, nutty bar, hot bologna, chicken, monkey tail, which is a chocolate-covered banana, honey, ice cream Wonder Bar, deep-fried Snickers, deep-fried Milky Way, deep-fried Twinkie, breakfast lamb sausage, that comes in a brat, that's on a stick. These are all on a stick, by the way. They have a deep-fried ho-ho, deep-fried cupcake, Dutch letter, chocolate-covered cheesecake, pineapple, that's fresh pineapple dipped in funnel cake batter and deep-fried. They have Hot Lips, which is breaded chicken breast smothered with hot sauce served with blue cheese dressing, which would give you hot lips after you get finished with it. They have a corn brat, bratwurst dipped in corn dog batter. They have chocolate-covered ice cream cookie sandwich on a stick, rock candy on a stick, salad on a stick, hard-boiled egg on a stick, unicorn lollipops, rainbow popsicle, push-ups, and turkey tenderloin all comes on a stick at the fair.
What was that hot bologna one?
Yeah, they have, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Just a slice of bologna or what?
Hot bologna on a stick. That's what it says. Hot bologna, it's on a stick. That's just, that's the way it works. Now, if you're like Stacy and thinking, I got to do that. I just got to make that run sometime. Well, you might be looking for some healthy choices now and again. They actually do have those. Not everything is necessarily, you know,
awful for you.
Well, tough to digest, let's put it that way. They have things like fruit on a stick. I mentioned salad on a stick. That's an iceberg lettuce wedge with carrots and tomatoes served kebab style with dressing. They have baked potatoes and corn on the cob, salads at different locations. There are sandwich wraps, grilled chicken sandwiches, grilled turkey sandwiches, fresh fruit, melon, and berry cups, and shish kebabs. There's caramel apple slices, veggie corn dogs, pork chops on a stick, peanut butter and jelly on a stick, as I mentioned, green bean or potato bowl, carrots with ranch dressing, and dried fruit log, all kinds of healthy choices at the fair as well. And if you're on a budget when you go to the state fair, there are a number of items that are priced at $2 or less. You can get apples, apple cookies, baked beans, baked potato, baklava. There's beef jerky. There's breakfast turkey sausage that comes on a stick, by the way. There are cake pops. There are all kinds of different candies at different locations. There are caramellos. There are different types of chips. All kinds of locations there. Coleslaws, cotton candy, cookies. There's a cup of chili. You can get donuts, egg rolls, fair squares, French fries, frosty malts, frozen lemonade, hard ice cream cone or a dish of ice cream. You can get homemade chips, homemade fries, hot dogs at locations all over the place, ice cream treats, kettle corn, lamb jerky at the Iowa Sheep Industry Association barn. You can get licorice and lollipops, mac and cheese, a melon cup, mini donuts, peanut butter and jelly on a stick. You can get peanuts, pickle on a stick, popcorn, popsicles, pretzel rods, rolls or muffins, salads, there's slush, kid-sized slushies, snacks, snow cones, sugar-free snow cones, tacos, taffy, Texas or garlic toast. You can get tomatoes, tostada or burritos, all these things at different locations around the fair for $2 or less.
Wow, that's really good.
Well, some people, you know, have this idea in their minds that when you go to state fair, it's just yikes. You know, stop by and see your banker for a loan before you go. But it doesn't
have to be.
No, it doesn't have to be. There are lots of things that you can see and do that don't cost very much at all. And that includes some of your food choices as well. They have lots of different types of things and lots of good entertainment, too. You know, we always talk about the grandstand entertainment, but wander around, check out the free stages, too. Lots of good stuff there. How many shows are you going to at the fair?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you had tickets to all of them.
I'd like to get a few more, but, you know, costs a little bit of money to go to a lot of concerts.
Yeah, well, that it does. There's definite country flair to the shows this year. You know, you've got, Miranda Lambert. You've got...
Little Big Town. Rascal Flatts. I'm going to go see the band Perry. And they're playing with Easton Corbin.
Could you lump Larry the Cable Guy in with country?
Probably. Yeah, he's kind of redneck.
he's a little bit of a redneck,
you know?
Just a little.
That's right. He's from Nebraska, so, you know.
So, yeah, you probably lump him in with country there, too. So, yeah, an awful lot of country. Oh, Hank Williams Jr. How do we forget that? That's all going on there too.
There's some 80s stuff, though, too, isn't
some
there?
80s
some kind of rock more.
Yeah, Saturday, August 18th, there's Journey with Pat Benatar and Loverboy. For those of us who enjoyed the 80s, well, lived in the 80s. But yeah, all kinds of things going on yet coming up. There's some oh gosh, they've had late model racing and national tractor and truck pulls, as they always do. Lots of things going on there, too. The Demolition Derby on Saturday, August the 18th. Lots of things going on yet. So lots of stuff happening yet. Summer's not quite over.
Not quite.
School might be in session. There, but... Summer's not quite over yet.
Yeah.
But our show is. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.